Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
At a time when, if the world has to have religions, it says that they're only good for crowd control of some sort, a malleable ethics of some sort. When the calendar has had us thinking about the year past and the year to come, and thoughts turn to hopes for the future, which are usually grounded in the behaviour of others, human nature always prefers to be served rather than serve, I was shocked to hear that over the past year or so, that the big tech companies, most of them, all of them, have fired or laid off their ethicists, philosophers, entire departments, particularly when the business models or applications themselves have been challenged as not being ethical, or for putting people at risk, or even because they damage the company's public relations. In an age of social responsibility, particularly when it applies to everyone else, the ongoing claim of the same empties words of content and substance, which is one of the biggest problems the planet faces today, because so much of life is grounded in words. Who speaks the truth? Whom can you trust? Such are some of the most critical questions of our world. And the answers are challenged when we see, and maybe suffer, such things as corruption and greed. Who watches the watchers is the phrase that has come to express the challenge we feel when people with power are unaccountable or have gamed the system in some way. People who set their homework, do their homework or not, and then mark their own homework. We all know that we need boundaries. We call them laws, customs, rules, traditions, and so on, and by them we can live together in relative safety and stability. That's the plan. That's the rationale for boundaries, because our human nature is rebellious towards any authority other than our own, and we need to learn how to live well together, which means living well for everyone. The fascinating thing about the tech companies and their work is that AI, artificial intelligence, and other technologies are on the frontier where there are no rules, and the ethics teams or responsible AI teams or whatever they're called were working to create responsible rules for everyone, minimize bias and unintended consequences and more. It is simply a fallacy that freedom equals no rules. I wonder what will happen with AI in 2024. Christianity has its rules. Well, actually, Jesus summarized 10 down to 1. Love. Love God and neighbor. And how this is lived out is determined by the relationship, circumstance, context one is in. Through a day, Christians may move through many relationships with the people around them. Spouse, parent, employee, citizen, child, friend, parent, spouse, and more. All in one day. And the behavior is determined by the people and situation of the moment. Christians don't mark their own homework, but use the Bible as a guide for living, the how to follow Jesus. They also return to the Bible to hear the gospel that Jesus is with them, forgives them, guides them, challenges them, helps them, says no to them, blesses them, and he does all this because he loves them. Look to the cross, an empty tomb. In this year, 2024, and with the ever-increasing discussion about rules, responsibility, accountability, and their application, Christians should be aware of the discussion. While they seek to behave in ways that always bless those around them and the world, they behave not because of rules, but because of a relationship with Jesus. After all, it is our relationships which really govern our behavior. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, Heavenly Father, it is by your loving kindness alone that you accept us and call us to serve you. Strengthen us by your Holy Spirit and make us worthy of our calling, We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.